Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of HowToSellYourCoaching.com. This is Wayne Sutton. Today I want to talk about four core skills. And in each of those skills, we need to adapt, we need to grow, we need to move forth in new developments. But we must know where we need to grow first. So four core skills to sell coaching and to be a great coach. Now there's more than four, but these are four core skills. Number one is talking to prospects. Talking to prospects, that means prospects that you meet when you're trying to create a client. You're maybe your own Facebook, your own LinkedIn, you're out in the community, you're at the gym, you're at your job, wherever you're at, and people are talking, and you bring up, you loop in the coaching or what you do, conversations are started. That is talking to a prospect. That's not presenting. That is not a presentation. Understand that. That's the talking. Then comes the presentation, okay? The presentation is core skill number two. You've got to be able to listen and to bring forth your message in a way that makes people go, yes, I need that. Not, oh, wow, that's neat. Oh, you do, oh, you're a fitness coach. Oh, wow, you're a digital marketing expert. Oh, wow. No, you need to be able to present it in a way they go, wow, that solves my need, and you're the only person that can bring it to me. That solves my need, and obviously you're the only person that can bring it to me. Then, closing. Literally, you've got to learn how to bring the person on board to work with you. What words do you say? What action steps do you lay out in your program? See, people are always looking for these closing techniques. Many times a closing technique is your onboarding process. It's the next right step. And then, if they do not close, it's to follow through the marketing and the indoctrination. We'll talk about all that. And finally, it is actually coaching your people. Once you've learned how to bring somebody into your organization and they've given you a credit card, they've signed up. Now, how do you get them to come on board? What's your next right step? Are you with me? And so we're going to be breaking down these all of these four areas in great detail. I also want you to jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com, go through our blogs, our videos, go through and just learn and absorb, okay? And if you'll take 15 minutes a day, you can learn. I mean, that's all it takes really to learn. So for 15 minutes, I'm going to learn how to talk to prospects. And then for another 15 minutes the next day on your presentation skill. Another 15 minutes on your closing. And maybe 15 more minutes on making sure that you're the best coach you can be and changing people's lives. Listen to me. One of the best ways to get customers is to change someone's life and they go refer somebody to you. Are you with me? All right, guys. Do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com. Again, but also let's hop on the phone. Let's get on the phone. Let's see if there's something we can bring you that we can help change your life. Go to 910-233-2511. Yes, I'm giving you my cell phone number. I'm bypassing. You can go to, listen, if you want to schedule a better time, hey, I need to know when I can do this, then go to callwithwayne.com. But if you're saying, hey, I'm ready right now. 910-233-2511. Call me, text me. Let's get you started. I promise you on the phone at least one aha moment for your business. Go out there, change lives, helping other people, and get wealthy doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.